Viter and Shas, Mir and Bova Mitzia, Daf Kuf Hey, Pin on Kuf Dal and Rabbeis, Bada Baum at a page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, last four words, Amar Nardayim, Hayeska, this Iska, this type of business venture. This brings us back to the Ribbis days. Rashi explains that the type of case that we're dealing with is that Hamikabel Pragmatia Mibalabais, you have the Balabais is like the investor, you have the investor and you have the manager. Someone who accepts like a pragmatic business deal from a balabais, the shamalak fidamea, she shavakan, who molicha lemakom yoker. What he does is, you have the managing guy gives the money. I'm sorry, the investor gives the money, say whatever, $100,000, and then the manager goes and takes it and gets whatever. Well, he gives X amount of produce or whatever it is, whatever they're going to be selling. And let's say, then they evaluate, see what it's worth. Let's say $100,000. Then they go and they do their business dealings with it. The manager goes and brings it to the shuk and he goes and he sells it to the cheaper place. What happens is it ends up being split, that half of it, the value of what's given is like a loan. The other half is like a deposit. So what happens is that the manager, the guy who's managing it, they go and they split it, the profit afterwards. And they say that in such a massive, half it's looked like a loan from the the investor, and half is a deposit. So the manager is going to be chayv to return half of the loan, even if it gets lost by some major event, whatever it is. The investor is going to have to absorb the loss of the pikadon part of it if something happens. So back in the Gemara. Eska palga milva palga pikadon ovid rabbanon milsa denicha leila love venicha leila malve. The rabbis, they set something up that is going to be good for the borrower meaning the one who's managing it here, and also good for the investor, for the lender, for the one who's doing the investment. Rashi says denicha leila tovah, it's good for both of them. Now that we're saying that half of this is the merchandise that they're dealing with is considered like a loan, iboy lemishte be shichra shapir dummy. If the manager wants to sell that half and then drink beer with whatever comes from it, shapir dummy, he could do such a thing because it's looked like a loan, so if he could use it for whatever he wants, he can go and you can get smashed. Get yourself a beer. Beer here, get your beer here. Rat says, Imratel Hotzi Chetze Beotos Beso Motzi Shari Milva Alav Huyi. It's a Milva. Rav Amar Lachi Kari Le Iska. This is why they called an Iska. The Amar Le, so the investor can say to the manager, Ki Avina Lach Lasuke Be. I gave it to you to go and do business with it. Velola Mishte Be Shechu. And have to go and just have a beer, right? So that you wouldn't be able to go ahead and do such a thing. And let's say the manager ends up dying. Nasa metaltan itzel banav. Sorry about that little ring-a-ding. The part that's the loan becomes metaltan by the kids, and therefore you're not allowed to go and take it. The guy can't take it back because you don't take metaltan from the yisomim. Rava Amar lahachi kar leiska. What do you mean it's called iska? The mace lo yasa metaltan tzvinav. You do not make a metaltan tzvinav. That's why it's called a business dealing. Amar Rava chad the iska utrei shtari. Let's say there's one iska, but it's divided between two different shtaros. You have over here the supplier goes ahead and he gives to the manager two things of clothing, each worth 50 dinar, in order to go and sell as their point, their business. But instead of writing one contract that it's 100 dinar, he ends up writing that it's two separate ones for 50 dinar each. Then, pseida de malve, it's a loss for the lender, for the investor. It's more worth it to put everything into one contract. Because if the value is split between two contracts, then the investor might end up losing out. Lamashal, if an investor gives two things of clothing, like we just said, worth 100 dinars, and they put it into one contract, then if one of the 50 dinar lots, the parts, ends up having a loss of 5 dinar, then and the other earns 15 dinar, this business, if it's a single business venture, it's going to have a net gain of 10 dinar. And then what happens is the investor is going to get 1/3 of that, or 3 1/3 dinar, besides his 100 dinar principal that he gets back. The manager is going to end up getting the other 2/3 of the profit. But if, let's say, they separate it into two different contracts, then each bundle has to be considered independent, and therefore the investor would have to take the hit of half the loss of the first lot of clothing, which is 2.5 dinar, but he's going to take only a third of the 15 dinar profit from the second one, which is 5 dinar. So the investor is going to end up getting a net of 2.5 dinar instead of 3.5, 3 1/3 dinars that he'd get to put it together. Therefore, he's going to lose out if they put it into one contract. Beep, turn the page. Kufay. Treyas give a star. Let's say there's two iskas, but it's on the one star, say the lova. Then it's a lova who ends up losing out, because we're basically the flip of what we just discussed before. V'yamai Rava, Zogt Rava, Haiman dekabe iska b'chavrei, a person who accepts merchandise from his friend, you know, to do an iska, upasid, and he lost money, he loses out money on this deal, taruchu malya v'lo odi, and then he struggles and he gets back that loss without ever telling the investor of what happened. And so he reinvested what came back from the stuff, and he ended up getting profits in the later deals until he got back the initial loss that he had, and he got back the Karen to what it was. Only then he told everything that happened. Lo Metzi Armelay, the investor, he can't, the manager then can't say to the investor, Dari Mehech Pseida Badai, take some of that loss with me, you know, that initial loss that we had in the beginning. Rashi says, V'kabal Allah Chatzi Hefseid of Schar Tul Shlish, and says, Pochreis. And the Karen is a loser from the Karen. You can't say like that they should split the initial loss evenly and the investor should take only 1/3 of the profit. And that way the investor would be losing some of the principal that he gave to the manager. Because the investor can say back, it's because of that you struggled to get back without first telling me about what had happened. Right, you didn't tell me what happened. You should have. Or that people not call you somebody who loses investments. Right, he can basically say back. This investor can say that it's looked at like one deal over here, and you didn't tell me about what happened with this loss. So therefore, it must be that you were embarrassed and you wanted to get it back by yourself. So therefore, the manager chose to reinvest it. And not to, you know, not to make a new deal over here, but to continue the old one. And the profit that comes afterwards, therefore, used entirely to get rid of all the losses that happened without the investor having to take any of the loss over there. Okay, Vama Rava. Rava brings one more idea over here about all these iskas. Hani Bei Trey, the Avdi Iska Bahadeh Dadi. You have these two type of people that do iska together. And and they're working together. These are like two different managers with the merch that belongs to a investor, the Ravach, and they end up gaining from it, right? So Rashi points out it's halfway through the time, the two of them made a profit with that stuff. So one of them says to the other, Taliflug, let's split it up. If the other one says to him, Narvach Tvei, no, let's stay in business together and gain more. Dina Hudamaakev, the loss, he has the ability of going and blocking the split right now. He can push that they continue doing the business until the end of the time that they had set up originally. At that time, they can go ahead and they would give the investor his proper share and divide the rest between the two of them. If he says to the other one, Havli Pagadrafcha, give me half of my profit, right? He asks only for his share, but he's asking him to leave the entire Karen, the principal, in there until the end of it. Amalei, then we could say back, Rafcha Lakarim Ishtabit. The profits are mortgaged, excuse me, to the Karen, to the principal. This is the other one could say, no, keep all the money in the business to have as much money as you can. So if the business ends up losing a little, then that money can be used to try to get back. The Amalei, and if he says to him, Havli Palga Rafcha Palga Karna, then give me half the profit with half of the Karen, which is basically breaking up the whole deal now. Amalei, the other one could say back, Iska Lahada Ladadi Meshubad. The Iska that we, the iska, the money that they're meshubit to each other, they are mortgaged one to the next. Right? He can basically say, "No, keep it together." Because if you continue the business by myself until the time with only half of the Karen, then it's possible that I'm going to end up losing out from some of the business. But if I have the other half over there, then I'll be able to stay in business. It'd be possible to get back the loss. Since they receive the merch together, all the merch is basically connected to this dealership together, this deal that they made, until the designated time, and each one can push, keeping the partnership together until then. V'amalein, if he says, Niflag Ravcha v'Niflag Karna, let's divide the profit and divide the principal, V'i Matilich, l'chpseden, if you're going to end up losing out. Dreen Badach, so I'll help you out with that. Like, I'll take the hit with you. I guarantee you're not going to lose out. Amalein can sit back to him. Lo mazel de betray adif. No, mazel betray adif. The mazel of two people is better. Tovim shtayim in ha'achad, therefore, let's not split up and you can actually hold them back. Zok the next heilige mishta, makabo sada mechaveiro. Let's say I go and I lease a field from my friend. And we're going to talk about the other, like you remember, discussed yesterday or 2 days ago about the, some mishnayos work with one type of, with a chocher, some were with an aris. So we're talking about, which is a chocher, and that is you pay a fixed amount that doesn't go according to, percentages. But I give you X amount of bushels, and that's what it is. And that's how I'm renting the field from you. So. How am I going to lease a Lisa for a thing for my friend? I don't want to go and I want to weed it out. I don't want to weed it. You know what I'm saying? I want to leave all them weeds in over there. And we're talking about a case of a situation where there's a place where they normally go and weed the field while the crap is growing. And then he says to the landowner, what do you care if I weed it or not? I'm giving you the fixed amount that we were set up on. You're getting what you get. You're getting your cash. So back off, boy, and you take what you got to get. I'm going to lose out my own stuff because the asavim go and mess it up. This is on me, not on you. Ain't some limit to listen to him. Because the landowner can say back, you're leaving tomorrow. I'm out of the fun ass up, and I'm gonna have all these weeds I have to deal with. So, bro, you gotta weed it. Zok the Heilige Gemara, if he tells the landowner, Lebasa lahachi karivnala, like I'm gonna plow the field after I go and get rid of all the weeds. Amalei, you can sit back to Mchitim al Yisabina. I wanna have good wheat. And we have this stuff, Rashi says, this chachiris that you're giving to me, I want it to be healthy and not weak. The stuff is gonna be weak if you're giving it to me with all these weeds. V'amalei, and if, let's say, the farmer says back to the landowner, Zavinina lachitim shuka, I'll get you good wheat from the market. Like, I'll get you the same amount. Amalei, you can say back, Chiti da'arai b'ino, wheat from my field. V'amalei, if he says to the landowner, Minachishna lach shir minasich, I'm going to weed the amount of your stuff and leave the rest of the field without, you know, unweeded when it's still there. Amalei, you can say back to him, Come minasabd shimra la'arai. You're messing me over, man, right? You're going to give my land a bad name. People are not going to know that you didn't weed part of the field. That, therefore, when they see the field filled with weeds, they're going to assume that the field's not good. And it's going to mess me over and it's going to cause people a loss if I go and try to sell the field to someone. The Tanaz is going to be, but we learned in the Mishnah, Mipnei Shamalis Lefanei Esavim, because it's going to grow wheat for me. In other words, what the Mishnah said straight up, the reason you can't do it is because of this idea. Ella, rather, the reason the landlord can go and say you got a weed is Mishum da Amarle, because he can say to him, Bizon enough on Nafal, a weed, a seed that falls has fallen and it's going to cause new weeds to come, even if you go ahead and you plant afterwards. So, you're messing me over by going ahead and not weeding it as you go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Makabel Sada Mechavero. Someone goes ahead and he leases a field from his friend. And we're doing now the case of an aris who pays according to percentages. Veloa sasa, and he doesn't go out and get from it a good amount of crop. It doesn't grow well. Im yesh ba kedei lahamid kri, if there's enough that grows it to get a kri, it's a whole pile. Chayv atav abad, and his chayv to go and take care of it. The Gemara's going to explain. Amar Yehuda, my kitzva bikri, what's the limit? Why are you saying that the limit is a kri? Where'd you get that from? Right? If it's not good for both a large field and a small field it is not good. It's not proper for both a large field and a small field to have the same minimum that comes from it, since the labor involved in caring for the large field is much more than caring for the small ones. So Yehuda offers a size that depends on the size of the field. My kids will be kri. Ella im yesh ba kedei nefila. If there's enough for be able to go ahead and to sow the field again, then he's going to have to go and take care of the field. Tanu Rabbanan, a makabel sadeh mechaver v'lo asasa. If you go and you lease a field for your friend and you don't go out and you don't produce even a small amount, then yesh b'kinei la'amei a kri, if there's enough to do a kri, chavetabel, you got to work it. Shekin kosiv lo, because this is what the sharecropper writes to the landowner in their contract. Ana okim ba'anir ve'ezra ve'echzod, I'm going to stand and plow and sow and reap. Va'amid ve'odersh. The idri, I'm going to bind and thresh and winnow, va'okim karya kadabach, and raise a karma, a heap for you. V'teisi ant v'tito palga, and you come and take half. Va'ana ba'amali, over nafkus yadei palga, and because of my labor and my expenses, I'm going to take half. He's going to be chav to go and fulfill this, what he said over here, as long as it produces enough to make that amount. V'kam k'dei l'hamin bakri, how much produce is needed to raise up a heap? In other words, what is it? How much is that? Amar Rabbi Yossi, so that the winnowing shovel can stand up inside of it. A winnowing shovel is the type of tool that's used to throw the stuff in the air to separate the chaff from the kernels. If the produce can be placed in a pile that's large enough for this thing to be thrust into it and stay standing, then it's got to keep working the field. If the winnowing shovel stands, but it stands sticking out from both sides of it, what's going to do then? Even though it's tall enough to hold the shovel standing up, the edge of the shovel can be seen popping up from the sides. Is this considered enough? Toshima. Amar Rav Avo, L'didim Efreshe Liminei, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Kol She'ein Koni Selo Roeh Penei Achama. As long as its scoop doesn't see the face of the sun. That's the part that lifts up the grain, like the blade of a shovel. So he says that none of the sides allowed to be out that are seen by the sun. It's got to be covered. Itmar, Levi Amar, Shalusai. Levi said that is three sa'a. Dvirabiani Amri Sasaim. He says that is two sa'a. Amri Shalka, Sasaim Sha'amr, the two sa'a that they said, Chutz Minot sa'a. It's besides the expenses that he has to pay. Tanana, some of a Mishnah over there, and Uktsin, Pritzei Zesim and Novim, the Pritzim of olives and grapes. We're going to explain the type of things we're talking about here. Beishame Mitamin, Beishame say they can become a Kabbatumma. Beisela Mitarin, it says, no, they're not going to be Kabbatumma. My Pritzei Zesim, what does that mean? I'm a Rav Huna, Rishei Zesim, it means bad olives, wicked olives. What does that mean? They're never going to become ripe. So according to Beisela, they're not considered food, and therefore they can be Mekabotoma. But Shama says it's considered food because if you go and you push them hard, you're going to get oil from it. I'm Rav Yosef, Umay Kra, where do we find a Pasuk that speaks about this? Umbenei, Pasuk and Daniel. Umbenei Pritzei Amcha Yinasu, Lahamin Chazon V'Nichshalu. The sons of the wicked, meaning Pritzei, of your people will lift themselves up to establish a vision, but they will not, they shall stumble. They're going to fall. He says we can learn it out from here, but he's used that word. Raholid ben Paritz Shofich Dam. And if he begets a wicked son, a shedder of blood. Pasuk in Yecheskel. Vekama Pritzei Zesim. How ripe can they be and still be called Pritzei Zesim? They're not going to be Mekabel Toma. They can't be Mekabel Toma. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Arbas Kabin Lakora. When it's going to Only oil of 4 kav of a beam is going to come out. If they can do more than that, then it's considered food. And can be kabbatama. Devir Rabbi Yana Yomer Sasayim Lekora. When even it's only 2 saw, which is 12 kavs. If they more than that, they're considered food. Lo pligan. They're actually arguing. How about Asid Ma'ali Lekora Beulula? Rabbi Lazar is talking about a place where they bring 1 core of olives to make the mound that fills the vat of the press. How about Asid Ma'ali Tlosa Korim Beulula? And this, the other one, meaning Rav Yana, is Rabbi Yana. He's talking about a place where they bring 3 core of olives to make the mound, but it comes out to be the same amount. Tana Rabbanan, beep, turn the page. Kufei Amabes. Alu Be'ilan Shekochura. If a Zav and a Tah, and someone who is Tahor, Zag Rashi, Zav Tahor Le Ilan Shekochura, Alu Sukkah Anaf Ilan Shekochura, that is that you have a Zav and a Tahor that climb up on a tree which is a weak tree. You have someone known as a Zav, which becomes his tummy. And he can give over a tumma to a person by leaning on the person who's tar, or by the tar person leaning on him, right? Even though they're not even touching themselves, they can't touch one another. Even if they're not, ubesocha shekocho ra. Unless you have a branch that's weak, then tame, the person who's tar becomes tame. instead of salt. Fascinating. Because the tree of the branch is weak. It bends under the weight of the people. The person higher up on the tree branch is considered to be leaning on the person below. And if the zav is higher, the taller person becomes tummy because the zav is like leaning on him. If the taller person is higher, he becomes tummy because he leaned on the zav. By the way, he's going to be tummy. What does this mean? Any tree that doesn't have its trunk enough space to cut out a quarter of a calf. In other words, it's got to be thick. If it's not thick enough to chop that out, then that is a weak tree. What's called a branch that's weak? Any branch that's very thin that can be hidden with somebody holding onto it. You grab onto it, then it's hidden within the palm of a person's hand. That's how small it is. Tanana, somebody learned in the mission over there in Olos. Someone's walking in a base apras. That's a field that a grave was plowed and it's all over. That's called a base apras. If someone's walking on these base apras on the top of stones that he's able to move. In other words, that's stuck in the ground. Therefore, they move. If someone goes walks on them, it's possible that when the person stepped on the stone, he moved a human bone, which is the size of barley. And then we can have a problem. Adam bala behema shekochem ra, or he's riding on a weak person, or animal, then tame. He's going to be tame. He's going to be tame. Because we have human bones that size, it's going to make some tummy. Hey, chidami adam shekochera. What's the case for a weak man? I'm rishlakish kol sherochvo v'arku gosav nokshos. So anyone whose knees knock together when someone rides on him. Someone's on him, and he's walking, and his knees are banging one to the next. So I says zula zo. Okay, then hey, chidami behema shekochera. What's that called? I'm rabbi rabbiyana kol sherochvo matila glulam. Any animal that is uses the bathroom when somebody rides on top of it, that's called a weak animal. Amr de Rabbiane, Litfila with tefillin, dalet kabin. For tefila and tefillin, the definition of a burden is considered for kav. That's how we shear masu, that's the definition. Litfila mahi. What in the world are you talking about when you talk about tefila? The time was in the bright side. No, say masal, except if someone's carrying a burden on the shoulders. Vigizman, tefila comes time to daven, pachos mi dalet kabin. If it weighs less than four kav, mafshilin lachar misbalot, he can swing it behind him and daven with it on his back. Right, we say that's not going to bother him with his davening. Abakav, once it reaches Abakav, Miniach al Gabi Karko, as well as God already put it down, and then he can go daven, he's not going to be able to concentrate and daven properly when he has it on his back. Let's fill in my, he wants to talk about this, let's fill in the time within the body. So, you know, say Masal Rosho. If you're carrying a burden on your Rosh, it's filling Rosh, and he also is wearing tefillin Sharosh. Am I tefillin? Rotitos usher in the tefillin ends up being crushed. Rashi says mismachos tachas hamasa. Another thing, then that's a problem, right? You can't carry it on your head when you're wearing tefillin. If you're lav mutter, but if not, then it's going to be mutter. Rashi says shukal or she'ena mutter aleim. See the light. It's not actually leaning on them that it's mutter. But eza maso. I mean, what burden are they talking about? Maso she'ar b'kabin with one of four kab. Rabbi Yana is saying. Well, that's what he's talking about, the four kav of tefillin. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Amotzi Zevel Arosho. Someone takes Zevel on his head. Interesting. But tefillin Arosho, and he's just wearing tefillin on his head. That's pretty gross, you know, to have that next to your tefillin. Harizel lo yisal klot sadim. He shouldn't move the tefillin to the sides of his head. Lo kashim masam. He shouldn't tie it to his waist. So if they should knowig. It's bizarre to do that. Val, kosher mazro, makom tefillin. Tie it on your arm in the place of tefillin. It's just etzel tefillin shayat. So it's like you're putting on, you know, rashi being a time kilo, you know, but you're putting shalrosh in your shayat. Mishom devei shilam, where they said, afilu mit pachas shalan. Even when you wrap your tefillin in, like our tefillin boxes, the little bag, whatever, that also you're not allowed to have. Also, laniach al rosh, but she's put tefillin. You can't put your head with your tefillin there. That says laniach l'shalom l'masal al rosh, but shalt tefillin komu nachem. If you have tefillin over there, the kama, how much of the burden is also? Rabbi, I feel a river, the river, but the risa, even if it's as light as one quarter of the quarter litra of pumpadisa, that's a very small amount. You still don't do it when you have your tefillin shal rosh. Now, we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed, well, a machlok is about if a sharecropper can refuse working the field because it's, not a good crop. And we explained the Tanakam, and now we go into the second opinion. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. My kits of a kri, what does that mean? The measure of a kri, of a heap? Ela in yeshbo kedei nefila. Is there enough for the field for sowing and for planting the field again. The sharecropper then he has to go and continue working. V'kama kedei nefila. What is that called? How much is that in nefila? V'ami amar yochanan arba son lekor. It's four saw in a core amount of that's normally produced a core. That's enough to go ahead to sow a field that size during the next season. Rabbi Ami Delay Amar, he himself says, Shmona son lekor, eight saw that normally does a core. Amar Leah, who sabal Rav Chama b'rei d'Rabba v'Ravua, as b'ralach. I'm going to explain to you, b'shnei the Rabbi Yochanan, during the years of Rabbi Yochanan, have a shmina ara. The land was more, shmina was more fat, it was more fertile. And therefore, four saw was enough to go out and make a core. B'shnei the Rabbi Ami, have a k'chisha became weaker, k'chisha ara, therefore took eight saw to do such a thing. So they're not really arguing, they're just speaking about the Messias of what the strength of the land was at that particular time. Over there, if the wind scatters the sheaves over the leket, right? So he left collected all the stuff and then scattered. The wind blew the unbound sheaves that the reaper had collected over the scattered leket stalks that he left behind for the aniyim, and therefore it's unclear which stalks on the bottom were leket and which one belonged to the owner. It's a serious problemo we have over here. Obdon Sakama leket we estimate how much leket the field would normally give. But no salanim, you give that to poor people. Give that to Onayim. Hashem Gamliel Omer, no salanim, kidding the field, you give kidding the field, the amount that normally falls. So he's saying that you don't have to estimate because it's a set amount, but how much leket the owner is chayv to give the poor people. How much is that? Four kav of leket per kor. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, lekor zera or lekor tavua? Which one are we talking about over here? We're talking about the amount of leket that's per kor of seeds or per kor of produce that comes from it. Like, are there four kavs of leket found in a field where a kor of seed is planted? Or they found in a field that yields a core's worth of produce, which is obviously a much smaller field. And if it's for a core of seed, is it for those that are done by hand or for those that are done by ox? Tashema, Tashema, Wawa, Chasi Ravin, Amr Avua. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Arbas, Kav, and Lekor Zera, four Kav, Leket, per Kor of seed. Vadayin Tibayelach, but you still have a question. Apolos Yad, Apolos Shvarim. A Kor of seed sown by hand or by oxes? There's the Gemara, Teku. That's a good question. We're going to leave that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.